Okay. Yeah, it looks like everyone's in from the waiting room now. Okay. So I said I'm going to coach one member through this, and we're going to use our data to jumpstart our planning for next month based on what you learned from this month. If you're a new member, listen up. You are going to watch this knowing that you're not probably going to be doing all of these things, and you shouldn't expect yourself to. But as you watch the call and you watch me coach the member through the worksheet, you can see an example of how you will eventually be using the NoBS tools in the future to get the results that you want. Okay. Then after I'm done coaching through the worksheet, I'm going to have set you up to create your monthly plan for December. So we're going to take like 10 minutes just to do a brain dump for what the data is telling you and what for you to like troubleshoot what might get in the way for December. And we're going to do like just a live journaling. You know, we're just going to have quiet. There's not going to be any music or anything like that. So if you want to grab your journal or a piece of paper, we're going to just kind of free write of what might get in the way. Okay. We're going to clean out the brain on anything that will get in the way. You need to get your brain's worries, especially around the holidays and things like that, out on paper so you can see your thinking on paper. And then you can better support yourself because you kind of know what your default thinking is going into December. Okay. So finally, at the end, we'll just take 10 minutes for breakout rooms. You can have your camera on or off for breakout rooms, but do have your audio on and please do share. There will be nothing after breakout rooms. So if you do choose not to do the breakout rooms, it's okay. You can just leave at that time, knowing that you're not going to miss anything. So I'm going to go ahead and if you want me to take you through this monthly assessment worksheet, go ahead and raise your hand and I will select somebody. So it looks like Rebecca. Okay.
Hello.
Hi. So tell me what you have. Have you gone through the worksheet yet? Do you have a data tracker? Like, where are you at?
I have not gone through the worksheet yet. I set out with the intention of tracking my habits every month, but I wind up forgetting to check them off.
Okay.
This month, I had actually planned to maintain or even gaining a little bit would have been okay, because some of the members know it'll be 2 years ago tomorrow that I lost my husband, and November is a huge month for that. It's our wedding anniversary, his birthday, our engagement anniversary, his death day. So I hadn't planned. I had planned even gaining a little bit was okay with me because it is a difficult month. But the one thing that I did set out to do was to start eating better, more healthy foods, because what I'm eating really does not feel good in my body. And I still haven't done that. And it's been my intention to do that for a couple of months now.
Okay, so you're going to be going through the month. First of all, I want to just say I'm sorry for your loss.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. And I love how you kind of set yourself up gently for this month. I hope that you're celebrating that as a form of real self-love and self-care. So that's great. Okay. So do you have your weigh-in data in on the top? You guys fill out monthly assessment. This is for November. So Rebecca planned to, you said maintain, right?
Maintain, but even if I gained a little bit, I would be okay with it.
Okay. So what did you end up actually setting in at with your weight?
I gained 2.4.
Okay. 2.4. All right. Now, this second half of the first page of the monthly assessment is for you all to notice your non-scale wins, losses, challenges. What's working well? So let's go over some of those, Rebecca. What did you notice beyond what the actual scale was saying?
That I was realistic with my goal. for the month. Mm-hmm. I didn't plan to like, I'm going to lose 5 pounds. And that I, my goal was to survive the month.
Yeah.
You know, and come out with, you know, good self-care and good mental health.
Yeah. So what is your perception of how that went sitting here today?
I think overall it went pretty well. Mm-hmm. But I am definitely ready to start leveling up again.
Yeah. And I think that's great that you gave yourself the space to like land gently in November and with the intention to take good care of yourself. If you were kind of like muscling your way through it, I don't think you'd be as open to leveling up right now. So you kind of took the tension and the pressure away and you just allowed yourself to take care of yourself. So that's really great. Okay. Anything else? What about mindset, self-care, personal relationships?
I did join a strength training program.
Okay.
It's one-on-one. So it's pretty expensive, but I decided I was going to invest in myself and really start to work on getting my strength back over the course of this next year.
Yeah. So you've been, how often have you been doing that?
2 times a week.
Okay. What are your natural thoughts about your strength training class?
That, you know, I'm doing well. And again, I set myself up for success because it's one-on-one, I have an appointment, so I can't talk myself out of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've really learned a lot about myself. So I know I can talk myself out of going for a walk, but if I make an appointment, unless I'm ill or something beyond my control has happened, I'm going to keep the appointment.
Yeah, that's so great. Like just knowing your natural proclivity is to show up when you have accountability and to set that into your schedule is such a win. And it's great. It's a great example also of how we know like the things that are really good for us, we just have natural thoughts to resist them. Like you kind of knew you weren't going to want to go. And then you had an expectation that you're going to need to respond to those thoughts with all of the reasons why you do want to go. And it's the same when we meet that moment when we want to overeat or we want to eat when we're not hungry, like we're not going to want to do the new habit around food. And then in that moment, we have to remind ourselves why we want to wait for hunger or why we want to stop when we've had enough. So you have a great example in your strength training of how you're already managing your mind around some negative or resistant thinking and that you can take action anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. Great. Okay. What about personal relationships? Anything there?
I've started dating again.
Thank you.
That's a whole nother coaching call.
Yeah. Okay. So what, I'm so curious, what was your thought about like that led to you actually taking that action?
I miss sharing my life with somebody and I'm ready to get back to that. And I guess there's something to be said for consistency, but you know, the dating apps are just as difficult to walk through as they were before I met my husband.
Yeah.
I actually just had to cancel a date tonight because a non-gentleman, texted me a very inappropriate question this morning and we were supposed to go out tonight. And I'm like, nope, not doing it. But in the past, I would have still like, well, I made the date, so I gotta go on it. And I was just like, no, I don't have the energy or the time to waste on you.
Right. So this is a great example of boundaries as well. So you're like, here's why I want to do this. I'm missing this kind of connection in my life. So you told yourself your why. That thought led to feelings that allowed you to sign up, knowing that it was still going to be challenging. And then it's when you have, you're really connected with your why, it's easy for you to have, or easier to enact your boundaries, right? In a way that is a form of self-care for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. What about in your body, your appearance, or your physical health?
My appearance, I am much less critical. Like, I had a date yesterday and it went really well. And I did try on a couple of shirts because I didn't like the way they looked on me, but I didn't get down on myself about it. You know, I was very much, it's the shirt, it's not me.
Yes.
And I also put a boundary with myself where, unless I'm wearing, going somewhere super dressed up, I'm not putting Spanx on for a date.
Yeah.
I'm almost 43 years old. If you don't like it, oh well.
Right. That's so like great.
I want to be comfortable because it's more easier to be myself when I'm comfortable.
Yeah.
So if a shirt doesn't look good without Spanx, it doesn't get worn unless I'm going somewhere fancy.
There you go. Yeah. And yet another example of creating the life now that you want to grow into, right? You're not going to do something just out of a feeling like you have to do something because you used to, or you had some idea that like Spanx, like something was required on a date to wear a certain thing. No, you get to decide how you want to do this. So I'm noticing a lot of up-leveling in your mindset, not only with like your goal for maintenance this month, but how you're thinking about yourself, how you're thinking about your appearance. And a lot of times, you know, even though you didn't have a net loss this month, look at all the growth that you're doing in your mindset that's going to support further weight loss down the road.
Yeah, I realized that I'm doing better than I thought. Like saying all this stuff out loud, I'm like, oh shit, look at me crushing it. And before I was like, oh, I really got to start leveling up.
Right. And that's the beauty of doing the assessment of the non-scale and the scale and letting the data like, okay, what did I notice beyond the scale? And then you're like, wow, you just get, it fills in a full picture of how you're actually doing, which is great. Okay. So let's move over to page 2. This is called data review, and everybody just take a look at your worksheet right now. So you see all of the 4 basics are broken down there. For those of you with a habit tracker, you're going to count up the number of days that you've tracked. Like, so I had like 28 days when I did it. So when you're calculating a percentage, let's take made a 24-hour plan. You count how many days you made the plan divided by the total number of days that you are using to get your percentages. Now, if you're not keeping a habit tracker, don't just rely on your recall. Like flip through your assessments, your daily assessments, see how many times you were off plan. Like just familiarize yourself before you just kind of guess, because we tend to kind of forget maybe. Some of us forget how many times we ate off plan. Some of us overemphasize how many times we ate off plan. Maybe it was less than what you thought. So do give yourself some kind of like background before you just guess. So Rebecca, we're going to be using the self-rating scale, which relies on your recall for how you did. So let's start with making a plan, a 24-hour plan. How'd you do that?
I probably did that about half the time. I kind of fell out of that habit this month.
Okay.
So I would give myself a 2.
A 2. Okay. Good. What about following your plan?
A 1.
Okay. We're going to go straight down this column. What about assessing your plan?
I'm going to give that a 2 because when I did do it, I did assess, I would say, about half the time.
Okay, good. So your assessing kind of followed with your making the plan, obviously. So if you made the plan, you kind of assessed it. So that's good. What about doable hunger?
I stopped it enough, but I really didn't wait for true hunger. So I'm going to give that a 2.
Okay. So in other words, you're eating when you're not hungry.
Yes.
Mostly. Okay. Okay. Let's go up to the second column. How's your water?
My water's pretty good. I'm going to give myself a 3.
Okay, good. You notice that Corinne created the worksheet to not have like a mid-range number. So she wants you guys to really make a decision if it's something that you're giving yourself credit for, or if it's definitely an area that you want to work on. So, okay. What about sleep?
Sleep, I'm going to give myself a 2. I've been staying up a little bit too late, watching a little too much TV.
Okay.
Scrolling the Facebook.
Okay. When you do sleep, how much sleep do you get?
I'm averaging about 6 hours.
Okay. And when you stay up late, how much are you getting?
Oh, when I go to sleep on time, I get about 7 to 8. When I'm staying up late, I get about 5 to 6.
Okay. That's always good to kind of note. Like, all right. What about, are you tracking workouts with your strength training?
Not really. I mean, I have my appointments in my calendar, but I'm going to give myself a 4 because I wasn't doing any working out.
Yes.
And now I'm going, I think there was 2 weeks I only went once a week because of either scheduling conflicts or I had my COVID booster. So I took one day off that week.
Yeah, I agree.
But going from nothing to even that is, and signing up is definitely 4 worthy.
Exactly. Huge. Okay. Is there anything else that you were trying to track? I know you didn't use your habit tracker, but. Are there any other markers that you, okay. Let me ask you something. So you guys, once you go through all of these markers and you do your self-rating, I like to go through quickly and then I like to look at my self-ratings or my percentages and be a data whisperer. So Rebecca, look at your self-ratings. Mm-hmm. What is the data saying to you? We're analyzing data and using our recall of our experience and our scale numbers and our non-scale victories. And we're like kind of asking our brain to tell us where we need to work, like what needs the most work.
I need to focus on my basics. I need to make my plans every day. I need to get my sleep in and I need to do my doable hunger. I need to wait till I'm hungry before I start eating.
Yes. So on the doable hunger side, this is great. For those of you who are working on doable hunger, if you're not breaking it out, there comes a time when you're not losing weight that you've got to, like, I would definitely recommend taking a focus on one side of doable hunger or the other. So that's what Rebecca's saying. She's going to, for the month of December, work on waiting for hunger. Now, in order to work on that, you've got to break it into, and we'll go through this on the next page more in depth. But we'll talk about what you're currently doing and then we'll kind of brainstorm like how you can up level that. What about making your plan? When you do plan, do you have like a habit, a place, a system, a time? Tell me more about that.
I do it in the morning while I'm having my coffee. I sit with my journal and I make my plan. Okay. I usually assess the day before and make and do a little journaling, which I want to get back to journaling before I go to bed because it helps me get stuff out of my head. But I usually assess and then make my plan in the morning. And I've just been again scrolling on my phone before I do that. So I need to make a rule for myself that I don't touch my phone till my plan is made.
So bring me to that moment when you're like, you have the phone, you have the coffee, and you have your planner. What's the thought that leads to you picking up the phone rather than the planner and making the plan?
You know, I don't even know. It's like, there's not a conscious thought there. It's just, it's habit. So like, I sit down on the couch and the phone's usually already in my hand.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not having to pick it up. I'm not having to have a thought. It's just there.
Yeah. So let's see what plays out. When you pick up the phone, what is that setting for you? Like, where's your mind going when you just choose to pick up the phone first?
It's cruise control. I don't have to think. You know, I can just sit there, I can drink my coffee and I can just scroll.
Yeah. I mean, I think there is huge value in allowing your brain to rest. But the question is this the right time right now when I have my coffee first thing that I want to go on cruise control? Right. So how can you set yourself up to do the assessment and the planning before you do that? Is that what you want to do?
Yeah. So it would be to keep the phone in my pocket. And so I get up, I get dressed, I come out to the living room, start my coffee, feed my pet, get my coffee. And usually as I'm walking over to the couch, I'm taking the phone out of my pocket.
Okay.
Not touch the phone, not take the phone out of my pocket until after that plan is made.
Yeah. And so what's the thought that's going to help you feel like, how would you need to feel to have that like urge to take the phone out and not do it? Because we're going to expect the urge. You're going to be like, oh, I just want
right.
Yeah.
Something along the lines of set yourself up for success first.
Yeah. Like, can I just take 5 minutes? I'll feel so much more focused. If I just take this 5 minutes, then I can scroll. So it's kind of like an if this, then that. If I just take 5 minutes, then I get to scroll and just enjoy the rest of my coffee. Sometimes I play little games with myself. I'm like, can I just make my plan and assess before I get halfway through my coffee? So I still have half a cup before I scroll on Facebook or whatever.
Yeah. And I'm really good at like, quote unquote, parenting myself. In fact, I apologized to my mom when I discovered it. Because I'm in grad school and I'll like want to read my novel and I'll be like, we can't read your novel until you finish your homework.
Right.
So it's kind of the same thing. Like, can't look at your phone until until you plan your day.
Yeah. And like for those of us with kids, like we do this with little toddlers all the time. They want their dessert first. And we're like, no, honey, like we're going to just do this. And usually it does start with a no, but it can be a benevolent no, like resonating with you. Like, no, we said that this is best for us. This is what we want. This is good for us. Even if I'm just not used to doing it. Okay. So following 24-hour plan, how come you're not following your plan?
It's a struggle for me to cook for myself. Like I kind of go into like the, what's the point?
Okay. So why are you putting on the plan to cook for yourself?
Because it's that intention of eating healthier to feel better in my body.
Okay. Is there a way that you can still eat healthier without needing to ask yourself to like do that level of cooking?
I've been playing around with that.
Yeah.
And I haven't come up with something that works.
Okay.
Like I've even tried like prepping my meals and all I have to do is put them in the microwave to heat them up. But some days even that's been like,
Right.
Why? So I just need, like, I think that's something where I got to just, in the beginning, I think I'm just going to have to force myself to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's a little bit of BS in that thinking that I'm detecting where you're like, I need to eat healthy.
It's not so much I need to eat healthy. Well, I do need to eat healthy, but the way I'm eating now, I have psoriatic arthritis and fibromyalgia.
Okay.
And the way I'm eating right now is causing a lot of inflammation in my body.
Okay.
So I don't feel good. So I'm not needing to eat healthy to lose weight.
Okay.
I'm needing to eat healthy so that I don't wake up every day with hands so swollen I can't make a fist and, you know, feeling like I got hit by a bus.
Okay. So this is perfect. So you guys, this is why we look at why we ask ourselves, why are we not doing what we want to do? And then we ask ourselves questions. You notice I asked you the question, like, why are you putting cooking on there? Okay, well, I have this condition and you're saying I need to. And the choice of the words that you use to speak to yourself really, really matters. It seems so innocent. Like, I need to eat this way, like a certain way, to feel my best. And that is true. But when we talk to our inner person with need to, have to, should, we feel oppressed, like self-oppressed. We're oppressing ourselves. We need to remember that it's our choice to and why we're choosing to. So my challenge to you is to not use need to anymore or have to. Use I want to and I'm willing to.
And maybe in that moment where I'm making that choice to eat what's planned or to grab the bag of tortilla chips, maybe ask myself, how do you want to feel in the morning?
Yeah, like if I say yes to this, what am I saying no to? Right? I'm probably saying no to the scale moving down. I'm probably saying no to like my joints feeling good in the morning. Right? So good questions are really good to ask. And then just remember, like, no shoulds, no have tos, no need tos. So when we journal in a few minutes, I want you to come up with some creative ways to eat the foods you want to eat that doesn't require a lot of emotional or physical bandwidth at the end of your day. So this is more like my suggestion on your do line would be like a lot of assembled meals where like maybe you can do some batch cooking and then like assemble your meals later where it's just like not a lot where you have to like pull things out, cook it, clean up the dishes and do all that. And then definitely look at your days strategically. Like some days you're going to have more bandwidth than other days. So when you're making your plan, I definitely want all of you looking in your Google Calendar or whatever you use for your day so you know what's going on. Make sure you're looking at your day and that whatever you're planning is resonating with your day as doable. Like, what is the version of me at the end of my day? Is she going to want to make like linguine and clam sauce? Or is she just going to want to put together like an easy bagged salad with some grilled chicken that I've already made?
Okay.
Right? Okay. So let's go to page 3. So this is the keep, start, and stop. So we're going to just jump off from the conversation that we've just been having. So you're going to have to refer back and forth from your data to this page 3. So the first question is, based on my data, what 3 habits or actions have really been working for me this month that I want to keep doing? So many of you might be thinking, well, we already went over this. Why is this question important? You guys, it's critical for you to validate what you're already doing. This is how you get it into your subconscious. Like, this is what I'm doing that's working well. We want to keep these things in place. And then we just want to add to them as we practice them. So, Rebecca, what would you say 1 to 3 things you're going to keep doing?
I'm going to keep going to the gym. I'm going to keep drinking my water and I'm going to keep setting and enforcing my boundaries.
Yes. Oh, I love that. See how clear she is. This is how I want you guys leaving this call. This is the value of assessing your month. I get so excited. Okay. Next question. Based on my data, what are 3 new actions I could try to start doing next month? So we're just brainstorming 3. It doesn't mean that you have to take all 3. But like, let's get some ideas out there and then you can just pick one if you want at the end. So what do you think to start?
So I'm going to go back to planning every morning.
Okay.
I'm going to look into easier meals for dinner time.
Okay. And how are you going to do that?
I'm going to look and see what I have in my freezer as far as like frozen meats and stuff like that and make a realistic plan based on that. So like, I know I have some ground turkey in there. So can I maybe make up a batch of taco meat that I can, and then maybe when I'm at the store, get some like frozen rice or frozen quinoa that I can just heat up in the microwave real quick.
That's so easy to stock up and then figure out like how many easy meals or different meals can I make from these core ingredients that I have on hand.
And I want to go back to meal prepping.
Okay.
I was doing that really consistently. And over the last 2 years, I didn't have to when I was, it's not that I didn't have to. I chose not to when I was home with all the COVID stuff. And I haven't gotten myself back into the habit, and I want to get myself back into that habit.
Okay, so when we brainstorm, I want you to come back to this meal prepping, and I want you to find reasons why now is the right time and how you're going to make it really doable and easy. So it needs to be as easy as literally stepping over a broomstick, that kind of easy. And right, it's never been easier with the grocery stores and these kind of like prepped meals and like easy packages to eat the way you want to. One other thing you might want to do, you belong to the Facebook subgroup for special diets?
I do.
Okay. So you can always reach out in there too and ask them what they use for easy meals for, you know, the conditions that you're working with.
Okay.
The last question on page 3. Based on my data, what are 3 habits or behaviors I'd like to try to stop doing next month?
I'd like to stop staying up late.
Okay.
At least on work nights.
Okay. So that is going to require some really like getting in there and looking at why you're doing it. Because what we do, we believe it works for us. So you're going to need to interrupt that habit with understanding why it's not working for you and what you would need to be thinking or feeling in order to start interrupting that habit. Like knowing you're not going to be perfect with it and also making it really easy and doable. Do you have any ideas for that?
For a while, I was in a really good habit of reading before bed. Instead of, again, on the phone, texting people and things like that. So, you know, I want to go back to an hour before bedtime, putting the phone down and picking up the book.
Yeah. You can put some settings on your phone too, I believe, to help you do that. Like it can go into night mode, which will kind of remind you, making bedtime lush, changing the sheets, getting some new pajamas, finding a really good book to read, things like that, just to give you some ideas. And that will help you think about going into the bedroom earlier as a little bit more enticing. Okay. Stop staying up so late. Anything else?
Stop skipping assessments.
What is it? I didn't hear you.
Skipping my assessments.
Okay. Yeah. Does assessing take you a while to do? Or is it hard for you to assess a day where maybe you overate or ate off plan?
No, it's kind of, it ties back into the reasons why I'm skipping planning is because I will get on my phone. They'll be like, oh crap, I need to leave in 2 minutes. Let me write out a quick plan. So I can just completely skip over the assessing just to get the plan written.
Right.
And I never go back to assessing it.
Okay. Rebecca, here's what I'm noticing. That phone of yours is a keystone saboteur of your good habits that you are really looking to put in place. It's bookmarking your days. It's kind of like distracting you from making your plan. And at the end of the night, it's also distracting you from getting yourself to bed. So like, you know, maybe it's time to enact some boundaries with that phone too.
Yeah. So the third thing I want to do is put down the phone.
Yes. Yeah. So here's the reasons why, you know, I like my phone, and here's the reasons why my phone can be a distraction. So you want to have like boundaries that make sense for you, and write those out. Okay. So we've finished the 3 questions on page 3. So now the final question is, pick one thing from each category to focus on for the month ahead. We don't want to overwhelm the brain for December. Like there's always, you guys, going to be like 9, 10, 12 things that you could work on. do not do that. Focus on the keystone. Keystone means such that if you do or don't do it, it makes everything else easier. So from each category, Rebecca, tell me what's the one thing.
So on the keep, I'm going to keep setting and enforcing my boundaries.
Yes.
In the start, I'm going to do the meal prepping because that leads into the other two.
Okay.
And for the stop, I'm going to put down my phone because that will help me with the other two in that category.
Yes. Excellent. Okay. I love what you've done. I'm going to go ahead and if you could please mute yourself, I'm going to remove you from spotlight. And one second. Kara, well, let's do the brain dump now. So you all should have gone through your monthly data and assessment worksheet. Okay. So now you've got some ideas as you saw me coaching Rebecca about how to get these things into place or take them out of your routine. And you want to make them very, very specific. So it's not enough to just say, put the phone down. Okay, you have to think about what exactly you're going to think, what you need to be feeling, and what you need to be doing. So, and you want to make it granular, like put in times, put in where you're going to go. How are you going to remember? Are you going to set alarms? Are you going to call a friend? Are you going to use your accountability group? So let's, I'm going to give you guys like, let's go to 10 minutes of the hour. You guys have 10 minutes. So you can either finish going through this worksheet. You can continue to fill out your habit tracker for the month. You can journal on what you're going to keep, start, and stop. Or you can go through your monthly goal sheet in your planner and fill that out. You're going to take the keep, start, and stop information that you just filled out and go ahead and fill out December using that information and including those one thing from the keep, start, and stop that you're going to incorporate into the month of December. So I'm just going to let you guys go. Feel free if you have questions in the chat, Kara and I will be there in the chat for you if you have questions, but this is quiet time until 10 of the hour to do your work. Okay, so there's a question in the chat as you guys work, how to do percentages. So to calculate percentages, you want to do, you're going to divide the number of times you were able to complete what it is. Let's say it's making a 24-hour plan. Let's say you have data when I did this, it was 28 days because I assess Friday to Friday. And I did my numbers yesterday. So I had 28 days and let's say I made a plan 25 out of 28 days. It's 25 divided by 28 and you'll get your percentage. If you have the percentage sign, you'll get the actual percentage. Otherwise you have to move the decimal point over to two spaces. I hope that helps. Yep. For those of you who aren't sure, we're finishing the monthly worksheet and assessment. You can finish your habit tracker for November. You can also do your brain dump, cleaning out your brain on anything that will get in the way this month from what you want to keep, start, or stop. It could be beliefs, thoughts, or specific things. Your brain needs to get its worries, insecurities, and concerns out now so that you can actually do the things that you plan to keep, start, and stop. If you're noticing you have a lot of shit that's getting in the way, Corinne always encourages you guys to try the creating a new belief worksheet. So in other words, if you're thinking like, oh, I just don't know how I can follow doable hunger for all of these holiday events I have going on, like, or maybe a thought keeps popping up, like, I've never been able to lose weight during the holidays. That's a limiting belief. So to address that, I would highly encourage you guys to fill out the creating a new belief worksheet. I'm going to go ahead and drop it in the chat. The link for this. It lives on the website under helpful worksheets. It's right there. Kara and I are both on it. Here's a comment. I've never done this work before, but I was thinking I did terrible. And I was thinking I did terrible, but I planned 11 out of 27, and that's 40% changes my mindset from terrible. Yeah. So everybody's percentages are unique to them because you guys know what you've been able to do. Like if you've gone from not doing any planning to 40%, that's amazing. You guys need to celebrate. It's so important to do that. If you just do like victory arms over your head, or you do like yes, and you bring your elbows in, that is going to give your brain a dopamine hit from acknowledging what you're already doing. That's going to track that as a new habit in your brain. It is so important to celebrate. Like sometimes I literally just give myself an actual pat on the back. So make sure you do that. Okay, we have about 2 to 3 minutes left. Keep working on your December plans. If you are kind of finishing up, I would love to see in the chat some of what you are getting out in your brain dump or what you've learned from the call, or share some of your do goals about what you want to start, stop, and keep. In December to help you see the results that you're looking for. Karen asked, if I just started on November 15th, does my month go from November 15th to December 15th? Or should I start a new month on December 1st? Karen, it's really up to you. I would do whatever feels sustainable and easy and makes sense for you just to plug and play, like going forward forever. I would just make a decision on it and just start doing it. You guys can always assess your numbers for any number of days that you have in your planner. It doesn't matter if it's exactly a month or not. Sheila says, I want to stop at enough 20% more often. That's great. That's great. Because it acknowledges where you're at. And if you do it 20% more often, I would encourage you. Who said that? Sheila, how many more times in the month does that mean you would need to stop more often? Give your brain the actual number that you're looking for. And then keep track of it. Like if it's like 8 more times, like keep track of running total so you know that you're getting close to your goal. That will give you that dopamine hit. Okay, Lori said, turning the daily habit tracking into percentages. That's data I now know is more valuable than I had realized. Yes, see, this is why I love data. I haven't been doing self-development daily. This is what Tammy said. As I was before, I want to get more movement in each day. And I want to be a no soda girl. It's so hard for me. I hear you, Tammy. You know what I did? I started drinking, it's called Zevia. It's stevia sweetened soda, and it's delicious. And I was able to switch over from traditional soda that way. You can look for it. It's widely available. I think even Target has it now. Okay, you guys, we're done. We're going to go ahead and switch over into breakout rooms. Please consider staying. This is a chance for you to take your brain dump and everything you learned and just share it with your No BS women in your group. This will help your brain know that this is your intention for the month. And once you speak it, it becomes like almost real in your world. So if you want to really commit to the December, to creating the December you want, I encourage you to stay. Okay. Everybody's coming back in from breakout rooms. We'll just give everyone the rest of the minute or so to come back in. I hope you all made some good connections and solidified your data-driven decisions for how you're going to create the December that you want to have. I want to give a really special thank you to Rebecca for raising your hand and volunteering to get coached through this worksheet. Before we go, do you guys want to put some of what you learned in the chat before we leave? We have a minute. I'd love to hear some feedback in the chat from you about any takeaways from the call. Yes, thank you, Rebecca, so much. Andrea says, I was doing much better than I thought. See, a lot of times we're so like afraid of the data and what we were going to make it mean about ourselves. But now that you guys know mindset management tools, you don't have to be afraid of data. You get to create the story that you want to tell around your data. Data is not in charge of how you feel. Data is just a fact. You get to choose what it means. Internal thinking can be a game changer. That's from Jody. Yes. I need to invest in myself and love myself. That's awesome, Marcy. Brittany says, this was my first live attendance and I got so much out of it, especially love the breakout group. I'm so glad, Brittany. Welcome. A benevolent no, Lisa says. Yes, a benevolent no to ourselves, right? We don't need that dictatorial, harsh inner critic. Be the benevolent leader for yourself to bring yourself into the life that you're trying to create for yourself. I'm so proud of each and every one of you for showing up here on the call. Celebrate that. Give yourself kudos. And it's been my honor and my pleasure to be your coach today. I'll see you all soon. Bye, everybody. Thank you.